Hi, my name is Max, and I'm in the third grade, and you're listening to the Edgewood School Historical Society update for January 5th. Professor Karl Shorsky is a teacher, historian, Pulitzer Prize-winning author, and one of Edgewood School's earliest students. He arrived in the fall of 1919, a few months after school opened. At an assembly celebrating the school's 88th birthday, he didn't recall an Edgewood surrounded by woods, as its name suggests. But he does remember apples, lots of them.
But one thing it had was an orchard. All around was a wonderful orchard. The orchard had a certain kind of apple. We called it rusty coats, a russet apple. It's a kind of a brown apple, green and brown apple. And they were wonderful, juicy apples. So we used to have in our recesses, in season, of course, in the fall when the apples were ripe, we could go out and feast ourselves on russet, rusty coat apples.
Professor Shorsky was an Edgewood kindergartner for about 3 weeks. That's because his kindergarten teacher asked each student to sing a song, and that's what got young Karl in trouble.
And I sang a song, which was a German song, and it was a song about a soldier who is going in to fight a battle the next day, and he's afraid that he and his comrade will be killed in the battle. And I sung this song in German, which the kindergarten teacher didn't understand. So she thought it was a foreign song, and that's a bad thing. It was a German song, that was the worst thing, because we just got through World War I, not World War II, but that was 1919. And so she took me by the hand to the office of Scott's predecessor, Miss Peedaloo, who was the first principal of this school. And she told Miss Peedaloo, "Here is my little enemy," because I came from I sang this foreign song. And Miss Peedaloo said, "Well, you leave this to me." She took me by the hand, and she walked me down the hall to the first grade teacher, whose name was Mrs. Beyer. And she said, "Mrs. Beyer, you take this student. He's been promoted from the kindergarten now. He is going to be a first grader."
When Professor Shorsky looks back on this experience, he's even more aware of the good teachers he had in his life. For instance, there was Mrs. Wagner, a fifth grade teacher who opened new worlds to the young Karl and his friends.
But we formed a society, and you'll laugh at this, and I'm almost ashamed to tell it. It was called the Aristocracy of Scarsdale. Now, what does it mean? We were reading this Dumas, this French writer, The Three Musketeers. Those three musketeers, I can tell you their names, Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. Those three musketeers were all aristocrats. And so we formed a little society of our own because we were fans of this thing the way you would be a fan of Tolkien or some other thing in this generation. For my generation, that's what we were interested in. And so we formed this little society called the Aristocracy of Scarsdale. We didn't have anything to tie us together except the enthusiasm for this stuff out of school. And then we had a beret. I can remember we had a T on the beret. That stood for the aristocracy. We called ourselves Taos, T-A-O-S, the aristocracy of Scarsdale. That was our secret society of aristocrats. Well, you're all laughing, but the older people are laughing much louder than you folks are, but I think it's funny too. So, in any case, that's what we did. And now you ask, how do you get interested in history? Well, you think that isn't history? That's plenty history. You're involved with a social class, with another culture. It's French culture, as it happens. That's where these aristocrats, these musketeers, are French. So what part of France? Well, you start to learn all kinds of things that have nothing to do with schoolwork, but that are generated because you get into a classroom where somebody turns you on. And then you go to the library, and you find a book, and you get turned on again, and pretty soon, you don't even know it, you're backing your way into a profession.
While a student at Columbia University, Professor Shorsky, who was never good at sports, was required to take a sports class. He chose tennis, and much to his surprise back then, he learned lessons that have lasted a lifetime, thanks to his teacher.
And I found a tennis teacher who was just as patient as he could be. He took me where I was, one rotten tennis player. And he just, with patience, showed me how I could manage to do the rudiments, do what you need to do to get through with tennis and like it. That's the trick. And like it. And that's what I call Class A teaching. Somebody who takes somebody who doesn't particularly want to be there, who, however, has some latent capacity that has not been activated, hasn't been made to sing, and waken that up in the person so that they come to enjoy what they thought they didn't like at all. Well, that's good teaching. And I learned not from good teachers who were in subject matter that I was attached to, but from people who were in subject matter that I was not attached to, how to be patient, how to respect the person who doesn't share your enthusiasms and doesn't share your talents, but who's got something that could be cultivated that would make it work.
Professor Shorsky spent the morning with us, sharing warm memories and his love for learning and teaching. But before he ended his visit, we had to ask him for one more favor.
Can you still sing the German song?
Oh, yes, I can. That's a mischievous question. You want to be my kindergarten teacher. But I have my Mr. Peedaloo in the corner who's going to protect me. Morgenrot, wait a minute, I have to get the key right. Morgenrot, Morgenrot, leuchtet mir zum frühen Tod. Dann wird die Trompete blasen, dann muss ich mein Leben lassen. Ich und mancher Kamerad, ich und mancher Kamerad. Now, if you were a kindergarten teacher, wouldn't you be scared to death? I'd have to call the people.
Thanks for a wonderful visit, Professor Shorsky. Please come back again. That's all for this update from Edgewood School Historical Society. If you'd like to volunteer and help with our research, please contact our principal, Dr. Hausneck. For now, we hope you keep an ear open for our next report. Thanks.